of fox and hound chases, or sometimes hare and hound chases, they're called. And when people substituted for the prey, for the hounds, the sport became known as the paper chase. And those who indulged in it were called hashers. Montreal has had its own hashers group since 1995, and I have on the line now the co-founders of the Montreal Hash House Harriers, Ian Heifer and Sheila Davidson. Welcome to you both.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Ian, can I start with you? When did you discover hashing?
I discovered hashing in Madrid in Spain. I'd never seen this before, and in 1989 I was working over there, and came across this funny bunch of people who started running around hills and so on.
Well, now when you say funny bunch, could you elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, well, the run was quite funny to me because I'd never seen this. Normally, you think of road running and just laboriously pounding a pavement, but to go to a hash site and start running from there, running around looking for checkpoints, looking for the trail, was just quite amazing to me, and I found it extremely funny.
How about you, Sheila? How did you come across hashing?
I started about a couple of years before that when I was working in El Salvador, and there wasn't really an awful lot to do socially out there, and basically school teachers and embassy people had got together and formed a hash house area group, and we got together once a week for a little bit of exercise and a social gathering.
Now, Ian, can you just briefly outline how it works for those who've never heard of hashing?
Yeah, what happens in the morning, we have a hare that goes out in the morning. He sets or she sets the trail. This is usually with flour or paper or something green. And it starts from a point called the car park, and the pack gets off following the trail. And the way that we keep the pack together is we have a series of checkpoints where when you come across a checkpoint, the trail suddenly disappears.
What does a checkpoint look like?
A checkpoint is usually a circle of flour with a blob of flour in the middle of it. And so when you come across a checkpoint, you have to go and find the trail. So normally your fast runners get there first, and they start looking around trying to find this trail. And it allows your slower people to catch up, and it tends to keep the pack together. Now, from a checkpoint, there can be trails such as false trails, all sorts of tricks to try and keep the fast runners from running too far too quickly. When a false trail, you come across a false trail with three blobs of flour, and thus you have to return to the checkpoint and start again.
This is kind of like an elaborate treasure hunt with no treasure at the end, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
What does happen at the end, Sheila?
Well, basically, we form a social group. We put on some refreshments afterwards. In the summertime, we'll gather around a barbecue. In the wintertime, we'll usually base from somebody's house and inside maybe put on a pot of chili or something like that. And just turn it into a social affair after we've all done a little bit of exercise.
And this can be done anywhere. You have new trails every time, obviously.
Yes, whoever sets the trail chooses where they want to run it. It can be in the city. It can be out in the countryside. Literally anywhere.
Will hashers come to Montreal, or if a hasher came to Montreal from somewhere else in the world, would they just automatically call you up and start hashing with you?
Yeah, we have a hotline here, which is 695-1137, and we also have a website, and a lot of people coming in from out of town, who are hashers from out of town, they know about the internet, and they know how to find the local hash group, whichever city they're going to. So generally they'll look us up on the internet and contact us from there. So they'll usually have prior information with regard to that before they get here.
Where does the group's name come from, the Montreal Hash House Harriers?
Well, the Hash House was a restaurant where it all started, was in Kuala Lumpur in 1938 at a restaurant that was nicknamed the Hash House. And this was where that food was hashed up after a run. And so that's where the famous Hash House Harriers really started off. And so each city has a chapter.
When's your next big event, Sheila?
The next hash run is going to be in 2 weeks' time on the 17th of May, but on the 30th of May We are having a celebration run where we're going to actually barbecue a pig. And there'll be souvenir T-shirts and all kinds of things going on at that time.
What do you both get from hashing, may I ask, before I let you go?
Well, you keep fit. You meet an interesting bunch of people. And you get to know the city very, very well. So primarily, it's keeping fit. It's my primary thing.
What about you, Sheila?
I enjoy the social side of it. If you go on holiday to another country, you go to work in a different country or a different town, looking up a group of hash house harriers enables you to contact people who can give you all the information, where to stay, what restaurants to go to, if you're looking for houses, all kinds of things. So I get a lot of benefit when I'm traveling, and also meeting new people coming in here. It's very interesting, too.
It's like a wonderfully weird planet-wide club.
Yes, it is, yes.
Thank you both.
Okay.
Bye.
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 The Montreal Hash House Harriers meet regularly for outings. If you want more information, the Hash House hotline is 695-1137, 695-1137, and I was speaking with the co-founders of the Montreal chapter, Ian Heifer and Sheila Davidson.